Gather in my Bible. We'll open the month of silent meditation, call to ask for answer prayer. Serenity prayer.
God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. I want to thank everybody for the conference going so well and all that spectacular burst of energy last night. These consciousnesses should be taken frequently enough to keep everybody abreast of the overall conference progress, and rarely enough where we don't, where we have time to work too. You know, we should have a feeling of, I really need to know what's going on by the time we have group consciousness. There needs to be that much done to get a better yield of work that way. And another thing is, as much as possible, you know, it's just a finite thing. There's only a certain number of days of this conference left. This is day 3. There's 6 days remaining. And, this is day 4. So there's this day and the other days remaining. 5 days remaining. What I want to do by that is encourage you to bust ass. Don't go to movies in Mississippi or see the sights. You know, just stay in this room and get tired and work and cheer somebody else up. Make sure nobody's off the corner feeling bad or left out. That doesn't seem to be much of a problem at this conference. But, you know, just attend to those things because, you know, our success of this conference depends on our willingness to do that. And really, if you can stay in the room an extra an hour, and that affects an extra couple of pages being completed, that's great. That's what we're doing here. I guess everybody knows what all went down. I want to do one thing and get the clap for the minutes. I think the minutes are going real well. Another one of our hopes, these tapes, can help us carry the message home. Ma'am, you know, when you go back to Los Angeles or South Florida or Idaho, there's certain things you can get information-wise out of minutes, but if you can play a tape, they get a feel for the conference itself if they get any other way. And you know how we are as drug addicts. We got these wild imaginations. We don't think, you know, who those guys think they are? And, or they'll elevate us, you know, to the clouds or something, Memphis in the sky with literature. And when they hear the tapes, they realize we're human, we don't think seek recovery, we ain't proud enough, we're just doing what we can for those that are dying. And let's see. I think we can all be grateful for the fact that we've got chapters 1 and 2 to perform final review. I don't mean to the point where they can be mailed out yet, but the point where they're reasonably complete. Okay. What are they doing on the right-hand side of that flow chart?
I just learned that my point of recovering addict.
91.
The last...
That showed me.
The last couple of days... we've been working chapter 1 pretty consistently, and we thought evidently that we had a good print out, you know, final review on chapter 1. I just found out just a few minutes ago that some of our newer members and a few of the people from the Memphis house have taken chapter 1 and they're cutting it up again. So chapter 1 is back to edit.
Well, in the sense that there may be some improvement and further yield from that, that's fine for me, but that doesn't disturb the fact that a reasonably complete draft of chapter 1 exists. And that's, you know, just to keep this thing practical, we could screw around for 20 years and not have a book. I mean, the NA has proved
that's
that.
That's the one point that I wanted to bring up, you know.
Let me get past this, and then I'll get right into what you're talking about there. What we're talking about now is, everybody can see that flow chart up there. I guess you've been over and looked at it. You see some progress in some chapters, and others are largely blank. They're not really blank. Work's been done on it, but we're just now getting some material in from out of town. And I guess the two chapters that are occupying most of our energies are chapters 3 and 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Well, what I'd like to propose to the group is that we make a hard drive to get those chapters to the stage of completion similar to chapters 1 and 2. And then, like this, that's a draft form, you can work that. There are flaws you can look through and see pretty quickly, but a lot of it's real good. I see some flaws in 1. The whole thing they brought up this morning about, you know, it's the most sensitive area in recovery is when you get sick and have to go to the doctor, and he gives you some good old non-addictive Darvon. And he looks up with PBR, yeah, this is okay. I mean, it's hard for us to put a line in there that says make sure your doctor knows you're an addict, because doctor's not informed about recovery from addiction. So there's stuff like that, but you can go after that pretty damn head on. And whatever's going to be done can be done. It can be also done in a large group like this, which is great. But how about the pages and pages of reasonably complete material before that and after that? You know, that's what I'm talking about when I say it being great before. So if we can get...
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Just sit back and cut it paragraph by paragraph and redo a paste of it. I think right at this point it's not necessary.
Okay. And yet I'm sure if that has been done, there's probably some good out of it. What we talked to those people this morning, what we've asked them to do is go ahead and finish whatever they're doing and put all the material together and give it back to us, and we'll put it up in intensive review. Chapters 3 and 4, what I'd like to see us do, and I think we can do it if we all just get the spirit and think this way, is just bust ass to get chapters 2 through 10 to this reasonably complete stage. And I mean, if we could do it the rest of the day, tomorrow, and the next day or something, that'd be great. There's nothing wrong with that. And then we would have a basis so that all of us would be trained and experienced. We could all participate in the intensive review. But that's the workhorse part of this operation, is to get it to this stage, you know, to where it is a good solid draft. And we have to go by achievable goals. You know that this book is never going to be complete, don't you? I mean, you know, we're only human. We'll never get to say it all. We just, you know, even as it is, this could go out and save many, many lives. And it'll be more complete than it is now. We'll never be perfect. You know, that's not our job. Can I go ahead and... I feel like I've said about everything I can say. There's, you know, the group's become more and more informed. I guess the most recent development is this conference room up on the 3rd floor. And I think it's a good staging to be able to get away from the busyness down here and quietly review something, discuss it without interruption. Although we want the room to be open, it's not a closed room or anything. We can go up there and see what's going on from time to time, take a little break. But we do ask that room be kept quiet, because it's up there for a reason. and probably the members working up there and get their work done better. And in a sense, then we can bust ass harder down here. And since this is called a consciousness session, why don't we just, as quickly as possible, go around the room. I'm sure at this point, almost everybody here has got something to offer. And just start over there with our newcomer. And, hear something from you, And just mention whatever seems to be most important from your viewpoint, from the work you've been directly working on. And just move quickly around.
Writing in kind of a way so they'd sound smart. And then there's the opposite guy that every other word is fucking A. And it's kind of, it really takes a lot of thought. And, you know, maybe, I really believe in doing that. And I also believe in walking away for a few minutes at a time. When it gets weird, for me, I can only last 2 hours. So sorry, fans, I'd love to last 4 hours, but I'm Gina, I'm crazy, I'm off the walls all the time. And when I start getting weird, at least walk around the block or jump up and down, you know, but these hugging breaks and things are good. But the thing of, you know, not being real distracted, I know I'm real distracted, but I'm going to try not to be. I hope y'all will try not to be. So, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay.
You love it.
My name is Courtney. I'm with Jordan.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm liking the pace that I'm at. You know, I'm really not sure how far, you know, we're at as a whole. But like Lori said over there, we have to have a positive mind to get this done and don't think that we're not because we are. And that's what it actually takes.
Thank you, Lori.
Dwayne, I'm a recovering addict. It's chapter 2, final draft copy. What I'd like to do is save a lot of time that I'm seeing happen in chapter 1 is for 1 hour, as soon as we break, we get, say, one member from each area represented, go down, sit down, go over this thing, correct it, go back to the typer, have it typed and have it approved, get it out of the way. Just 1 hour, maybe even less.
My name is Joe, I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Jeff.
I'm overwhelmed, really, about this book. I thought it worked in heaven. I'm glad to be part of it. And it's a good thing that we're having is we got to keep it as plain as we should and simple but direct to the point, you know. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that don't understand big words, you know, or, you know, don't read that good. So, you know, keep it simple but to the point so we get our message across. I think a lot of people go for that too. And I want to get it, put my part in it. Get the third chapter done, have it reviewed, just go with the flow, work my best.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think everybody in the room knows what I'm talking about now, there's a lot of, it's already been brought up, there's a lot of wasted motion that will necessarily occur when you're new to helping out with the effort. But if you stick around somebody that's been at it a little longer, you'll see them breeze right past points. Like what Gene was talking about when you're typing up, and I was typing with Molly last night. See, I knew and she didn't know that it was not important to type every single word in that pay stub. That pay stub was thrown in there because it had one or two sentences and sort of cut it, you know, cut out the complete paragraph where the yield was one or two sentences. And then I think we had to add one sentence, make it, you know, blow right and say what it, you know, what we contribute to the whole. And then boom, you're done, you write on the next thing. You get that kind of idea, you can get a lot of typing done. You slow down and hem and haw and take away every damn word, you know, right at the beginning. Take 2 or 3 weeks. And so just kind of, I don't know how to say this exactly, just develop as quickly as you can a knack or a savvy, just kind of looking at the paste up material as if there was a flow of sentences and words represented by that entire page, maybe one page equal one paragraph type thing. And just kind of gather together the thread of statement relating to NA recovery off of that material that you can see pasted up. And go on to the next page. And if you're not sure how that's done, and, you know, watch somebody that's doing it. look over their shoulders at the pay stub and look at what they're trying for. And then you say, oh, that's what it was in Atlanta. We had maybe 15 people at a workshop, 20 people at a workshop, and we didn't know what to do next. And we were working on typing up our first comprehensive pay stub we looked for. And it's like it came down to one person typing and one person discussing it and going over the material ahead, looking ahead where something being typed. And they were going along pretty quick. And then old David A., he says, "Will somebody just give me a couple of pieces of paper? I'll go type them up. I know what you need." So we did, and then somebody else got a couple of pieces of paper, and they went off and typed it up like Jim's doing now. Then we had 8 typewriters going within an hour. And of course, Bo was in heaven. I was just walking around, smiling in. I just get some tapes of the typewriters going here, just playing this music to my ears. It really is. 8 typewriters going at once. And then we just zipped through a whole bunch of material. See, that day, I probably got 40, 50 pages. IFW book form. And then we can make it better. Draft after draft, we can make it better.
Mike, I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Mike.
This is my first day here, and I'm just a little bit confused. Or lost, would be a better word. But I think possibly in relation to chapter 1 being gone over again, or would apply to any waste of motion, if we could be more informed, you know, as we come in, because it is new people working on it, and I'm one of them. But there's some way we could keep informed as to what's been approved and what hadn't been, what had like that, and not just in that area, but in all areas, whatever's going on. I think it would save a lot of that wasted time.
Well, of course, we try to do that. That's one reason we hold these group consciousness. I'm sure you learned a lot already, and probably the best way to learn is just to get with somebody that's doing what you'd like to do, just like staying clean and sober. You get with clean and sober people. You know, when you run into a brick wall, you can call them up on the telephone and they say, move around it, or you're not supposed to go that way, or whatever it is, and it becomes simple. I usually feel better when I just call somebody. But I can pick up, you know, like how it's done, how to stay clean and sober off that someone. It's a lot of how it works. And then the literature, if you want to do pay stuff or typing up or review work, you just get around somebody that's doing it and you'll pick it up by contact real quick.
We're doing a good job of what we're doing. We've been working on something that I certainly been working on.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're here. Paige?
Yeah, my name's Paige and I'm at it.
Paige. There's been a couple of things mentioned to me by people that, you know, like it's on our style sheet. One of them is, that is on our style sheet in Eden. And one thing I noticed myself is like clean time. I don't know, this sounds kind of funny. I guess if we implement that, though, we'll get used to it. And one thing that isn't on there is the is like a reference to ourselves in the many different varied forms, such as, you know, drug addicts, dope fiends, junkies, and all the rest of them. I don't mean to compare, but in the big book of AA, they refer throughout the book to themselves as alcoholics. And not drunks, derelicts, winos, etc. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that has a lot to do with like how we see ourselves and our self-esteem. It may not matter to some of us anymore. It may have never mattered, and it may have always mattered. But I'd kind of like to see something, like just a simple drug addict. That's not, you know, that's bad enough, and that's good enough. You know, I feel upgraded, you know, to be a drug addict from a junkie. And it's, I think it just read back. I'm just kind of, like, I don't take the attitude that we can do it. I take the attitude that we're going to fucking do it. This, you know, there's no not doing it in there. I don't know how to not do anything. But it kind of concerns me that we walked in here, we booked form of chapters 1, 2, 3, and 5. One of them out of Atlanta, and 2, 3, and 5 out of the last convention. And we haven't gotten the chapter approved yet. There's 5 days left in the conference. There's supposedly 10 chapters in the book. So that figures to, we got to, you know, start rolling and, like, approving or completing, for approval 2 chapters per day. You know, the, like, people will learn, you know, more and more about the pay stubs and stuff as they go on. I think, though, we got to be real, real careful not to revise this book to the extent where it reads like something out of a fucking English composition book. We don't want that. That's not my language. I mean, you know, I've been clean a year and a half. I talk a little bit better than I used to. When I came in here, you know, I didn't want perfect fucking grammar, you know. I mean, like, last night we were doing How It Works, and got our little crew together, you know, and we kind of know what we're doing. And we put together some pay stubs. And we handed them to Gina, and she got like 6 pages out of it. And when she had got done with it, like, she edited and typed in the same motion, deleted, used her own, you know, like, her knowledge of the program and everything, and put it in there. And when we got that back, it was perfect. To do anything to that, what she had done, would be a crime against our book. I don't really say anything that strong, but it would just be unnecessary and overdone, you know? And I mean, chapter one came out of Atlanta, but that doesn't matter to me. I think that that, you know, the people who revise the chapters, it's a good idea to have representation from each part of the country. But I think that they ought to get together and work as a team and, like, maybe stumble a little bit on chapter one and a little bit more on chapter two. But that by the time they get to 3 and 4, they just know what they're doing, and they can get in there and they can roll and they can turn it out. We can hand them this, the proposed thing, and they can come out with something ready for publication, mm-hmm. like in a matter of hours. And I just really want to see, you know, some I want to see us get rolling and start just producing.
Yeah, I'm Richard. I'm addicted.
You're Richard.
I don't know. I wish every job I've ever had, I had somebody like Paige to show me what I was doing. I probably would have got a lot more out of my job. I think it's all going real well. What we're doing is going pretty well. The part of chapter 4 that we're on. Last night I couldn't have sat and did what we did while he was gone to eat without somebody sitting there answering 1,000,001 questions. So I guess we're catching on pretty good. I just think it's all real neat. As far as going over everything, I don't know. You know, we're doing chapter 4, and when I'm waiting for somebody to finish typing something, to look over it or something, I'll look over chapter 2 or something somebody else is handing me and maybe see something that I think might not be right, and I'll make a note of it and not worry about it. Maybe, you know, 2 months from now or something, somebody else will say something about it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's all well and fine. And I don't see the need to spend a lot of time redoing them. But when I read chapter 2, I thought it was real, real good. Chapter 1, too. That's about all I got.
Thank you very much. I think that's sort of what, you know, I was trying to share with you a minute ago, is give somebody to know the name and speak it up so fast to blow them in. Doing like college terms, we're doing graduate work, you know, freshmen. But that's because we've been to a lot of NA meetings, so we know what it feels like. Checking out. Of course, we know that's simply what's required. I want to interrupt the consciousness to say that we've just received a package from San Francisco. Bud Cave, that's associated with the service structure out there and also the mainland. It's a type-up of the Webook Form of Chapter 7.
All right.
All right.
It looks pretty neat to me. It feels good. Huh? There's 18. 18. That means they did a lot of work. Well, let's do that again, just a little louder for San Francisco. Somebody go over there and, well, I don't know, we better look at it before we mess with the flow chart. We can just be grateful. Well, no, you can, no, it's obviously typed up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knew what she's doing.
Well, I've been known to get like real enthusiastic. Okay.
My name's Gary. I'm a drug addict now.
Hi, Gary.
Needs the book because we got kind of perturbed last night. We were seeing Crystal and Diazepam and all this in there, and you know, just good job. Something bad feeling I had about it. And I don't know. We didn't talk about it. Said we'd bring it to the group, see what they thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. I was there when some of that was done. Diazepam is a, they can't sue you for a chemical name or something. And it's probably one of the biggest offenders in the area of prescribed addiction, legalized addiction. And I don't know if you've ever seen anybody go through diazepam withdrawal, but it'll kill you.
Is that like medicine?
It's worse than heroin.
It's worse.
And they'll give it to you for backache, to sleeplessness, yeah. Or anything.
But I kind of agree on which.
It's the kind of thing that would become, once it was in a book and everybody understood what it was, and they might not know what it was the first time, I sure didn't. But it's an unrecognized killer. And it has, you know, I could go on and elaborate on it, but there may be a reason to leave it in as is, because we thought about changing some general, you know, prescription drug type term, but specifically that's you know, it's a big killer. People don't know about it. They're specific to that material, to that sentence. You know, if you took the word out, you'd have to just drop the sentence and lose the point and the cutting edge of that paragraph.
Well, sort of feeling I had. I see your point in trying to tell people about, you know, about the police and drugs, but I thought the program was complete absence from all drugs, and you didn't need to know any further conversations about any drugs. Just forget about all the drugs and come here and learn how to live a new life.
That's a point, Bill. Thank you.
My name is Dwayne. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
I've been here 3 days and I'm still confused.
Well, we're real glad you're here. You got a beautiful spirit to bring life to the conference. Railroad tracks.
I'm Lars. I'm an addict.
Hey, Lars.
I got
another
thing straightened out, and I'm here to help with whatever I can do. I don't know what Gary's talking about, but diazepam
derivatives in general, that's going to get them off. Like what? You mentioned some word, diazepam, say benzodiazepam derivatives. There's a whole slew of them. I thought that was real
common knowledge from that. But you'll have a chance to see it in the chapter we're talking about.
We're glad you're here. No, I'm Joseph. I'm Adam.
What I was hearing Paige and Gary speak toward was using names at all.
Yeah, very
specifically.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, that's what, you know, we talked about beer, scotch, vodka, or you know, that type, just chemicals or drugs or substances or whatever. So going into specific.
Because I know when I first came to the program, when I saw a word like that, I started thinking about all that.
That's what I was hearing. I didn't know if I was.
Well, when in doubt, take it out.
That's what I did.
Okay.
Well, let's give him the clap, Sue. Very good.
About the revision, I think at the last World Service Conference that was brought up, and specifically to a revision of the little white book, I think the answer to that, as it was voted, is no. But in any ongoing writing or in literature or in the book itself, it was open at that point. And but any revision of the little white book or any existing literature, it stands as is.
Do we want to put Tuck in our book or not?
Can we
see
a show of hands? That'd be something. Yeah. Yes. Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? How many abstentions?
One opposed and three abstentions.
Or one opposed and two abstentions. Okay, you got that in the minutes?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kathy. Okay.
Sure.
Oh, is there any more,
Linda? I just want to say that I'm glad to be straight, and I'm happy. You know, I think I'm really lucky to be here. And I, you know, it's okay.
I want to give Linda the clap for doing such a kind job. Yeah. All right.
Beautiful lady.
You hear still waters run deep, but I've never seen a quieter, more effective person in my life. Kathy?
I'm Kathy, and I'm a good athlete. I just think it's a great experience for me to be able to share with y'all. I've never in my life believed a bunch of drug addicts get together and do something good. And I don't know, it's just wonderful. I love y'all.
Love you.
We always do the best part.
Great for you.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I'm out of my drug addict. Face it. He said a fucking mouthful of me. We're doing chapter 3, and it's come along pretty good to me. We're having to do a lot of writing in on it, and Gene's helping us. He's just, like the fucking spirits with him or something. He lay down on the floor, put out a page, half a page, you know. And it's good stuff, too.
All right, Gene. Gene's on the airport. Take care of
it. It's fitting right in. And, you know, what we got, I think we got two pages. You know, when we revise that first page, I think we ended up getting two pages. And, you know, we're going on the second page and having to redo what's already on there, kind of, you know, add on some stuff. There's not a lot to it. I think we're doing okay. I wouldn't say slow, I'd say we're going as fast as we go.
On the schedule.
Yeah. In terms of chapter 3, that you have access to the comprehensive pay stuff from the Lincoln Conference, that might help, you know, check
for some. You're talking about pay stuff?
From chapter 3.
I talked to Kathy about that, about getting some, because she's a librarian. And she said the only one who can really find anything in there is Tom, because he doesn't know what the fuck to look for.
Linda?
I don't know where
that is. Okay. That might help. No?
I haven't known how my ass got the heart.
Hello?
I like what the page that said 2 and 7. I was dope and definitely hard to use, and I don't know what to use in an attic. that's pretty cool. You see, I get upset when I read dope for it. I feel it should be drugs. And we're starting to join the human race, but I feel we're doing it. I feel that book should look like a human book. The third chapter was brought to me, George brought it up, but he's not here, so I'm going to bring it up for him. He was a little interested in chapter 3 to the point of he read our first page, and in our first page we mentioned Alcoholics Anonymous a few times. What we did is it's the chapter is why we are here, and that's the chapter that's in our little white book where we're continuing from. Where it thanks Alcoholics Anonymous for showing us the way. In order to have some continuity on it, I thought we shouldn't change that. I don't know what we're supposed to anyway, so we didn't change. But I do we do have to do add Alcoholics Anonymous in a couple of times. In other words, our first page will have a little bit about Alcoholics Anonymous in there, and it wasn't done for Alcoholics Anonymous. I felt that it was valid for being in our book because without Alcoholics Anonymous, we don't have 12 steps and 12 traditions. It's that simple. We've got their 12 steps and their 12 traditions, and we know that's a proven way to go. And the only thing we really did in the third chapter was sort of getting them the recognition that they deserve, and also our gratitude for showing us the way. So when you do read the first page of chapter 3, I think what George wanted to do is get a group conscience on something about he felt that there'd be a lot of members would be unhappy with the page of the report of Alcoholics Anonymous in a book of Narcotics Anonymous. Can't hear that's in chapter 1 when you read it last night. I let you read that first page, that's where you read that. It was in
chapter 3.
You sat with us for about 10 minutes and you read that first page.
Now you've got me confused.
Okay, can I address two things here?
So what I'm proposing to the conscious of this being is that we should permit at least a hope that the particular, well, not a whole page, about three quarters of a page. And that's not a lot in the whole book of sort of the mentioning the fact that we're a program adopted from Alcoholics Anonymous, and we want to show our gratitude in there. So what I'd like to do is get a group conscious on it, so they're okay on it or not.
I want to try a bit of discussion of that. It was already talked about at Lincoln, and simply hadn't been relevant enough yet to bring up. But the need for an introduction to our book is very obvious, and I would like to see any. And I think important feelings that I have and all the people I've ever talked to at length about NA literature, there is absolutely no beef between Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous per se, especially in our writing, you know, the strict stance of gratitude should be maintained. And yet I think that there's another way to deal with what you're talking about. The White Book is limited in length, and it was designed back in 63. So they had to put something in somewhere, and I think it just wound up in there because it seemed to come up. But in our book, I think we should have a history and all that good stuff in the introduction, and then say our gratitude loudly and clearly, and at length, in an appropriate part of the book, which is the introduction. And go on and on about it, because I can go on and on about it. As an individual subject conscious of its own, and put it in a place where it should be, which is introduction.
That will raise another question, because at the beginning of chapter 3 is true literature. And myself, I didn't know at the time. You were here, I didn't know at the time if we were allowed to change that part or add or change or delete anything from that. So we left that as is. Let's try to find some continuity to go on with that chapter.
Well, I'd like to put that into the group consciousness now and have y'all think about it and talk about it among yourselves before we put it to a vote or anything like that, if that's okay with no one. Joe? Joe's
getting some confidence.
Always up to some.
Yours is turn.
Okay, well, would y'all like to have a little bit of discussion on that or something before we... Joe? In order of going around before we do any lengthy back discussion, or in essence going to other things beyond reports and things relevant to this group consciousness, do you want to say anything now, or?
I want to share that.
Okay, and let the subject cook for a couple of minutes while he's doing that, and then we'll have a brief discussion on that in close. That's work.
That's one thing I chapter 7 there. I read 10 pages. It's good stuff, but the only trouble is that we have to work on it because it's in a high,
sure,
high form. I have to share this with you.
I'm really grateful to those members for that work. Joe?
Joe's an addict.
Joe?
First, I'd like to respond to what Frank brought up about time schedules and continuity and being unified. We've got to be more, in my opinion, more conducive to getting some intensive work done and keeping the flow going. Secondly, we got a from Mark Z in Wichita, Kansas, a third world lit conference. Greetings from Wichita, Kansas. The best of luck to you and your work in Memphis. Enclosed, found my check for two transcripts of your available work for the review by the Wichita area. Send to the below ASC address. And that's, you know, that's for the first, what we come out of this conference with, Spirit being with us, is a start. And I'd like to give the Wichita area a clap. Okay, secondly, we received from World Service Conference Chairman a little information on the World Service Conference, and which I'll read about here. And the week prior to that, we're going to have a literature workshop in L.A. Conference, excuse me. In January 1981, dear fellow member, allow me to introduce myself. I'm chairman of the World Service Conference. This is a reminder that the conference is coming up again. It is May 1st through the 3rd, 1981 at Los Angeles Valley College. I'd like to extend a special invitation to you to come serve or represent your region or state at the conference. For those of you who are not familiar with the conference, it accumulates, correlates, coordinates information and defines policy and particular needs and problems of the fellowship as a whole. Further information or explanation, see the service manual of Narcotics Anonymous. On the agenda, you will notice that we are starting on Friday, May the 1st at 7:30 p.m. If you're not involved in the service of NA, please forward this packet to your delegate or representative to the conference. We are anticipating a large number of major issues to be discussed at the conference, which could influence NA as a whole. Please submit registration forms to us as soon as possible. If you would prefer staying with a member in the area or have any questions, contact Fong F at 213-782-0666 or Chuck G, 213-703-6618. Yours in the spirit of the fellowship, Chuck G, chairman of the conference. And we'll make copies of this and add it to the minutes, just for your information. Has some list of hotels there, and such as that. Also, in talking to some members of the fellowship around here, some names came up that want to get a group conscience on to contact and solicit stories from. that have been active, dedicated servants for a good number of years around the country. And we could compile a list, you know, some of us would get on the phones and try to get some additional stories in here in the next couple of days. The ones we've come up with so far is Tommy B. from the Atlanta area, Greg P. from the Oregon area, Jim N. from around Kansas area, Chuck S., the Los Angeles area, Orange County and Whittier, around there. Chuck G., who is our chairman of the World Service Conference. Jimmy K., who is the manager of the World Service Office. And one of the founding members of Narcotics Anonymous. And Bob B. from the Los Angeles area, who is also one of the founding members of the fellowship. Does anyone have any other suggestions? Any names or any comments on this little list of both?
There's just names of people that haven't already submitted their stories?
In complete form, and I will well respond to that.
Yeah, like Greg's story is in the White Book. And several of the other stories, like Jimmy Dwight's story, is in there. And there, you know, there are those people. But what we're bringing this group consciousness about is not particularly relevant to that which has gone before. So let's go ahead and start a list and either send these people a telegram or send a series and let them know we want their story. And instead of me controlling it or Joe controlling it or some other single member controlling it, if you know of a member who has a lot to offer in the way of a written story, that we can benefit from our group consciousness as a whole and actively seek their story. And I figure God's just going to move some off and write it and get it to us in time by the end of this conference or not. And I'm willing to submit that God's will in that area. But if we don't initiate some serious moves like this, then we don't have the chance of getting additional stories in this manner. Like the people up in the Philadelphia area, I know a couple guys up there, the gals that would really be fine story makers. And I'm sure you all know some, and that's what we want to do, is post a blank piece of paper somewhere and just, you know, carefully consider it. Don't just put everybody down. The only people I listed were people that have been terribly significant to Narcotics Anonymous in some way. And I don't think that that's particularly where I'd like to see it. I talked to somebody about it. There's a cowboy up in the North Platte River named Bill who can't read or write. He got addicted in World War II. He's been clean sober 16 years. And he was drawn by the heart to the literature conference at Lincoln. I'd love to see some stories like that. And so let the spirit move you, okay?
I'd like to ask a question. This is Gary, I'm a drug addict.
Hi, Gary.
Me and Paige were talking last night about writing, you know, some personal things in weed form, you know, and have them checked out and think that'd be okay.
You mean contributing to the book?
Yeah, like on prescription addiction, substitution, stuff like that. I just like to throw that out and see what everybody feels about it.
You're supposed to do that already.
Well, I haven't been writing down, you know. I've been going over and editing stuff.
Let's let Linda explain that.
Oh, well, that's not what I was thinking about. Do whatever you think is necessary to make that thing work.
Last two sections of chapter 4, I and the letter that comes for I, whatever that is, we're four pages pasted up, two pages pasted up. and it was the topics were substitution and addictive personality. And six paste up pages on those two topics is just not enough. I mean, addictive personality could just go on and on and on as far as substitution, Lord knows. And so what all we were talking about is like, you know, just like Gary told me that was his bad substitute. Like he got hooked and then, you know, went on trying to find a way out. That's all he was really trying to do. You know, he didn't know about NA. He just was trying to get off the dope by using more dope. And so I just told him, you know, just write it down. And a good way to do that is just to take your personal experience, change it to we, and generalize. You know, we use different drugs.
I think you can also develop a feel for this group consciousness, and you just, sometimes you're going to feel comfortable adding like that, and sometimes you're not. That's going to be your higher power talking to you. But feel free.
Hi, Gina.
Gina?
No. I had a specific thing I was going to ask. Okay. Okay.
You want to ask it now?
I want to see those parts, and I want to play with them and see what I can do. I want to tell everybody in case it, you know, came out real stupid.
Careful, we'll give you a circle hug.
I noticed today when we were typing up, Steve typed up total abstinence, and then in that chapter too, there was also some things lacking.
Think about what? I'm sorry, here.
In that chapter, in the section on total abstinence,
yeah.
I thought that there were some things lacking in that section.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lots of things.
Yeah.
And on that, Bo, I want to pull the comprehensive remote on how it works and look through that. Mm-hmm. About digging for ideas. I also thought that if I could get the log that Tom's made up, I could go through that, and you know, through rainbows and other shit. You know, I might pull stuff out of that through that.
Mm-hmm.
And just, but we're gonna do it. You know, it's just like it's gonna be balls to the wall to 12 o'clock. You know.
Lynn?
Yeah.
The thing I want to say is that George mentioned this last night. I think it's real important. I think somebody else said it too. I think it's real important for us, you know, to get as much work as possible into that. That review form, so that we can start looking at that thing a little bit more, you know what we need and what we have, instead of like chapter 4. I think I don't know what I'm saying. We need to have, you know, we need to
have the quicker it's in draft form, the easier it's going to be to finish. You can see what the gaps are and continuity and flow. Gina?
This point was relevant about 20 minutes ago, and there wasn't like any space in there to talk. I just remembered that I wanted to make a suggestion. I'm be thinking about it. We have a very visible, very simple glossary of terms, and make it real clear, especially in the beginning of the book, when people are first starting to read it. You know, that these are the terms, when we talk about an addict, we're talking about a dope fiend, a lust, or this or that, man, you know what you're saying. And use, if we're going to simplify the language, let's tell them at the, you know, in a specific place, yeah, this does mean this, that, and the other, too.
But have I given the group a rundown on my opinion of the word addict yet?
I'm great.
Okay. About 3 years ago, we were screwing around with this and trying to come up with a word for recovering addict. As recently as within the last month, the doctor, recovering addict in Atlanta, came in. I'll go ahead and let you talk. What is it?
I know. I don't want the idea I was throwing out, I don't want it to get lost in this. I'm saying for all the different words that we're having questions about. Now, I know that's one of the most important words you have, you know, that there are questions about.
Okay, well, would you help us construct a glossary? and work with Linda and Linda's typist. When they come across a word that needs definition, list it somewhere and define it and get those typed up and just have an ongoing, you know, enlarging list of words and definitions.
I guess so. I just...
As needed.
Yeah, I just know what I'm going to do next.
When you go bump, write one down and it's definition. And then another one, then you get a little list going. And that will supply whatever's needed.
Okay, let's put it this way. Anybody else that comes across these questionable words, bring it to Gina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just use this guy's name. John said, well, we need a word for recovering addict, blah, 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 you know, like alcoholic. And I mean, you know, drug-aholic and narcoism. And really funny stuff, but I mean serious need. And some of the literature people at the Rising Sun who happened to be at the Rising Sun were talking about this one night. And we had already looked up in the dictionary and found the word addict. You know, if you look at its Latin roots, ad means to, and desire means say. So it's to say in terms of its Latin roots. You know, like some Latin roots would be descriptive, you know, it'll say in Latin something that looks like what its derivative English word came to be. But imagine that, the Latin roots for addict is to say. That is so wild. I was just like, dumbfounded. Okay, and we were saying, well, what could a word for recovering addict be, and this, that, and the other? You know, like alcoholic, and that came down a couple of times. I said, well, we need an ick word. We need a Latin suffix, IC on it. And guess what the word is? It says addict. There's your Latin suffix, ick suffix, an ick ending. And the trouble with the word addict